How can we know that when we offer bhoga to Krishna, he has eaten or not? Because we see plate is full, even and it is eaten only by devotees.
Yes, it's a valid question. Krishna is bhavagrahi. So when we offer bhoga, he takes the bhav in the bhoga. Now, again, if we are just going to stick to material vision, then the whole idea of deity worship, what to speak of putting a bhoga in front of the deity, even the idea of having a deity itself, we can reject. But if we understand the principle, Krishna can manifest in a form to give us access. The point of Krishna manifesting in the deity form is to give us sensory access to transcendence. To help us to use our senses to connect with transcendental reality. It is not to manifest Krishna's potency or omnipotency. So, when we understand this principle, Krishna is giving me an opportunity to serve. And then when we look at the principle of bhoga, of offering to Krishna. Suppose, say there is one friend who goes to the house of another friend. And normally, when say close families, one family goes to another family, they may take a tiffin, you know, with some sweets to give to that family as a gift. And then they go inside, they give that gift. And now, in any cultured family, if somebody gives you a box with some sweets, you don't give that box empty. You also give something in return. So that family, the host family, takes those sweets and then fills that box with some other sweets. And then gives it back. And then the guest goes away. Now if somebody is watching from outside, the same box went inside, same box came outside. What is the difference? But what was inside the box is the difference. So like that, when we offer bhoga to Krishna, what Krishna is interested in is the bhava. So the bhoga is like the box, and in the box contains the seed. So like that, through the bhoga, we offer our bhakti to Krishna. And just as the box remains the same, but the sweet inside is different when the guest is coming out. So like that, when Krishna accepts the bhoga, then what comes back, when he accepts the bhava in the bhoga, what comes back is his kripa, is his mercy. So to the external vision, the food may remain the same. But to the spiritual, philosophically informed vision, there has been a reciprocation of bhakti and kripa. And how do we know this difference? At an intellectual level, if we understand the philosophy, we can know it. At an experiential level, if we take prasad, we will find that our heart will become purified. Our heart will become purified because we will experience a higher taste. And just by taking prasad also, the lust, the anger, the greed, the anarthas in our heart will start decreasing. We will start experiencing purification that happens by the taking of prasad. So this way is an experiential way in which we can understand that prasad transforms. So philosophy, just like a child who doesn't know the value of a currency. And the child said, this is just some paper just falling down, let me tear it. The child said, I won't tear it. This is not a coin, this is a 1,000 rupee note. You can get 500 chocolates for your birthday with this. I don't need it. Then, if the child goes to a shop and gets 500 chocolates with that paper, and then I say, may remove the lid of a chocolate, may remove the wrapper of a chocolate, and the wrapper, if it gives back to the shopkeeper, the shopkeeper just throw it away. With that, the wrapper one will not get anything. So like that, there is, first the child understands with intelligence and then experiences actually, and the child uses the currency. So like that, when we serve Krishna as a deity, then we will, first with philosophy we will understand, and with practice of bhakti, we will experience ourselves the difference. Thank you.